JL Spooner, I am ridiculously pleased to have you sat here. Do you know how long I've been trying to hunt you down for?
Many years.
So we have the most insane story ever because you were what?
I was your first ever crash course applicant.
You were my first ever student.
I know.
That's just madness. People, because you know what? People used to say to me, Samuel, who was your first ever student? Who was your first ever student? And I was like,
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know. I looked into it and it was you. And of course, I remembered you. You're my first student. And tried to track you down to see how you were doing, text you again, then thought, forget this, I'm going to phone her. Phoned you and it was like, ding, ding, ding. And I thought, oh, man, she's not got the number anymore. And then I just gave up until a few weeks ago when you messaged me and said, Samuel, I've come... Well, you tell me, what did you say? What happened?
Well, I was in South Africa and I literally was like watching all of your videos and I was like, let me just message him. This is after I went back onto the crash course again.
Yes.
And I messaged you and I was like, I challenge you to...
Do a duck with me. Do something.
Yeah. And I woke up in the morning and I didn't hear anything and I was like, okay, no worries. I'm still coming to the academy, so it's all good.
Yeah.
And I just got a message from you saying, hey, when are you free to talk? And I was like, right now. You told me then and there that I was the first ever person to be your student.
How did that make you feel?
I honestly, elated.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Because you had no idea you were my first student.
None.
And then I asked you to come around for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a dinner. Mm-hmm.
And I made some spicy asoon.
You did, which burned my mouth.
It did.
But here's the crazy thing. When I spoke, I was so glad that you've actually been successful. And I know in your mind, you might think, oh, I'm not that successful. But to be fair, you are successful in property. And I know you've got whole new heights to get to. Mm-hmm. And that's why you just joined the academy. And when you came to the crash course, we weren't even running the academy.
Yeah.
This was like back in the day. What year?
Oh, God, it was 2014.
First ever crash course, November. Mm-hmm. So what have you done since going on the crash course? You're my first student. Impress us. Tell us what you've done.
Well, the first thing I done was I bought my council house. I bought that a few years ago now.
Right to acquire.
And I bought that because I was inspired by your story and what you taught me. And then I went on to commercial property, which is something I was always into.
Yeah.
So I have a late night bar called Tunnel London, and it's an Afrobeat. It's like the best Afrobeat club in the UK.
What's your turnover on that?
The turnover, I would say, it's about a million a year.
A million a year with a net percent profit of 15%. You said.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm. That's like more than most people's salary.
Yeah.
By a long way.
Yeah.
What else?
I've got a rent to rent as well.
How much does that make?
So that one brings me £1,000 a month.
And where is that?
Kentish Town. In London, yeah.
Do you know what though? I'm so glad that you've been successful because as my very first student, and as I say, I know you've got way, way more heights to get to, but a rent to rent making £1,000 a month, you've got a beautiful little boy who we might hear in the background making noises because he sat with
my
Amelia.
Little Messiah.
A club, I can't take credit for that because I don't teach people how to set up a club, but hopefully you got some kind of inspiration.
Absolutely.
But I mean, but you did raise finance for that.
I did, yeah.
How much finance did you have to raise?
So we had to raise $250,000.
And that's you and your partner.
Absolutely. So we vigorously went. But because you had introduced me to the world of property, I was able to, and you actually introduced me to networking as well.
That's so cool.
So that built a lot of confidence enabled me to be able to be bold enough to go out and raise funds on the back of that.
A story! You know what though? When you messaged me, the hairs on my neck stuck up. I got shivers down my arm, honestly. And I know that sounds crazy, but because it was just like this person that I met 6 years ago, who was my first student, who I watched your video testimonial from the crash course.
Yeah.
With your crazy hair.
I know.
I just feel like, you know, for all the places that I've gone to and all everything that I've read about property, I actually know how to do it. I actually know how to look and find my own deals. And I've just had a real all the gaps have been filled in. That's how I feel. I feel more confident and more comfortable with the business and with the I'm really excited about it.
But seeing what you've done, and I know I've only been a small part, you know, but okay, maybe not. But
I mean, to introduce someone to their career and their dreams, I think that's a big part,
bless
to
you,
be
thank
honest.
You. But you know what, though? I mean, you've worked so hard over the last 6 years. You should be so, so proud of what you've done. Yeah. And and you got up on the academy, you got on stage and gave the most, it was like you were a born speaker. You know, you gave the most powerful talk.
I actually,
my story is a story of, I'm emotional, it's a story of a young lady, the black sheep of the family, if you will.
I actually messaged you that, didn't I? I said, you know, I'm gonna speak on your stage, and whether you read this message or not, I'll show you one day that I'm actually gonna speak on your stage, and that manifested itself.
Well, within a week.
Within a week.
You're on stage.
Yeah, literally.
Why? Tell me what made you join the academy? Because here's the thing. Can I tell you a story about the academy? So the academy. I used to run crash courses back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When you came to the first crash course, it was a Training Kings thing.
Yes, it was.
Tell me about that.
So, Trading Kings, there was a handful of us. There must have been about eight of us in a room, and that's including you.
Yeah.
And
although me and you in a room, it probably feels like there's 100 people.
Exactly. We literally were sort of circling around your little laptop. I came up to Birmingham, and you were really amazing. Like, you know, I didn't know it was your first. I mean, I never knew, because you were really confident. And obviously that's because you was already financially free. So it was easy for you to teach something that
but
you
But I wasn't
knew.
A millionaire.
You wasn't a millionaire.
And I said that at the time.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't, and my whole message back then was financial freedom.
Yeah.
Make a couple grand a
absolutely.
Month.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. But what's incredible about you is that you actually, you don't keep anything to yourself. You just kind of like let everyone know how you do it.
Yeah.
And you taught us step by step how we can actually do it. Now, if we want to take those skills and actually do it, that's up to us. But you gave us those skills and you're still doing it now, which is amazing.
But you know what though? When I ran the crash course, there was no advanced training. There was no like academy or 3-day or 5-day program.
Absolutely.
It was just the crash course?
Definitely. But it literally was just the crash course.
How much did you pay for the crash course?
I think it was about £250.
£250?
£250, yeah.
And now it's free. Would you look at that?
I know.
And you won the competition and wanted your money for it.
Now. I did, yeah. You owe me for that.
Because now at the crash course, when someone finds a good deal, I give them money for it. And you were like, I found a good deal. You didn't give me anything then. But it's just crazy, man. So what have you learned in actually doing all of this stuff, in running a business? Do you have staff and stuff, presumably?
Yeah.
How many staff do you have?
I have, I would say, about 20 staff.
About 20 staff.
Yeah, security and
And you're staff. Young as well?
Yeah, well, relatively, yeah. Yes, I am.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31, young?
Yeah.
So you're 31. You've got 20 members of staff, approximately.
Yeah.
You and your partner are turning over £1 million a year in your club. Mm. You've got rent to rents. I know as well you've done, within property, you've like helped your friends and you've done deals where you've put money into rent to rents.
Yeah. Friends that didn't have money to like do up their houses, I would say, look, I'll invest in
Tell
it, but I
want
to double my money. So I had a friend who just got a new flat and she had a 2-bedroom and she wasn't able to do it up.
Yeah.
So I said to her, look, I'll do it up. But I want to double my money.
Yeah.
And she was happy with that. So I was able to rent out one of her rooms and get that money back over a period of time.
That's
so
awesome.
So I've always dabbled in property all the way up until I bought it in 2018, bought my house in 2018. But what really taught me, because speaking is something I'm very passionate about as well, as you know, what really taught me how to speak was training my staff.
Yeah.
I would always train my staff and tell them the story of my success. I started as a glass collector. I worked as a waitress. I then was a head waitress, then a manager, then a general manager. Then I had my own club, you know, my own late night bar. And that inspires them to work hard, because it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Yeah.
And it's the spirit of what you do it.
So true.
With, you know, so.
And also as well, the thing that just freaks me out is because of how successful you are now. And in your mind, I get this. I was just in a meeting right now and someone was like, you must be pinching yourself. You must be so proud of yourself. And it's like, I am, yes. But because I know of where I want to get to, which is so much further, I'm still hungry.
Absolutely.
And I know that you're one of the hungriest people I know.
Absolutely.
And we've spent a lot of time together recently. Mm-hmm. So you're not just patting yourself on the back at all, saying, oh, I've done well. You're saying, no. I'm just getting started.
The funny thing is, when I felt pregnant, last year, everyone was saying, you know, you're in a good position now, you know, you can sit back, you've trained your staff, you know, you can sit back and kind of like, you know, go in once in a while to kind of retrain them, you know, just relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor. But after having, whilst I was pregnant, I thought, if God forbid anything happened to my partner right now, how are we going to survive? Yes. You know, so even though it sounds great and it's very romantic, you know, having your own business, it's still, I'm looking for that passive income. I'm looking for that cash flow.
So you want massive income, but also passive income. And but what I was going to say is, you were living in like a council flat.
I moved out when I was 16 years old.
What's your story like? Tell me about how you grew up and where did, what's your background?
I mean,
background?
I mean, my mum's my grandparents were English. My mum was adopted, so my grandparents were English, and we saw ourselves as middle class.
Yeah.
We travelled a lot throughout Africa. I've been to over 10 countries in Africa.
I've been to 9, so you beat me on that.
It's a one victory for me. So, but yeah, we travelled to many different African countries, and then we came to the UK when I was about 8. We just, you know, went to school and worked and stuff. But when I was 16, I decided to move out. I was living with my brothers and my sister, and it was really crowded, and I just wanted to move out. So I actually was in hostels for years. I moved to like 7 different hostels all around London. When I was 18, I got a council flat, and it wasn't anything special in if you looked at it.
You're renting that.
But yeah, I got it given from the council. I was on benefits at the time.
So you're on benefits?
I was on benefits. Yeah, I was on benefits for a long time.
Yeah.
I said to my mum when I was 18, Mum, I'm going to buy this house. 10 years later, I did. Yeah. And it was a lovely little studio apartment. I just fell in love with it.
Do you still own it?
I do still own it, yeah.
You still own it? So from on benefits, living in the council house, to being where you're now being the owner of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you rent it out?
No, I'm not allowed to rent it out.
Okay. You told me you can't. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've just gotten planning permission to develop it, so I will eventually, you know, once I can, I'll put it onto a buy-to-let mortgage and rent it out.
Because I looked into this whole right to acquire, right to buy, and there's no rules that you can't rent it out. And I was going to ask you about that. You can rent it, but what you can't do is you can't sell it and profit.
You can't sell it, and you'd have to tell your bank that you rented it out.
So as long as you can get a suitable mortgage.
Yeah, very true.
Absolutely. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the big learning points then? Because I know you learned a lot on the crash course. I loved having you on the day there as well.
It's insane.
Tell me about that first.
I actually wanted to talk about it because the crash course, you know, everyone goes into, I came into the crash course like, okay, you know, I'm coming to listen, and, you know, obviously the kind of mindset of, you know, I'm not going to buy anything, you know, and I sat there and I listened.
Are you on about the recent crash course or the one from 6 years ago?
No, the recent crash course.
Can we get to that in a minute? Because I want to know why you came back, and I want to get to that.
Oh, why I came back? Okay,
in a minute.
All right, that's fine.
In a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I want to first talk about the first crash course.
Okay, yeah.
And then I want to go through the learnings over the last 6 years.
Yes,
and then we can go to the last crash course.
That's
chronological.
Yes, that's fine.
My small brain.
Don't just move everywhere. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
So the first crash course, let's get the story. So what happened on the first crash course, and what were the learning points, or what kind of happened?
So you were teaching financial freedom. So you were teaching rent to rent was one of the biggest strategies that you were teaching at that time, or the biggest one that I took away. You were just sort of letting people know that don't look at houses romantically and think, oh, this is what I want to buy, and because it's got a beautiful garden, a great front garden, all these wonderful trimmings. You were showing me these really bog standard like properties up north that, you know, no one's really going to desire, and you were telling me, look, that's 60k, you just have to put 10%, 20% down, 30% down, you made it possible.
Yes,
that's what you did for me. You made it possible for me to be in that position.
Yeah,
you know, because a lot of the other places that I went to after that, which you told me to go to, there were so many people in so many different with so many different success stories. But you made it possible. You made me feel like comfortable with the prospects of being a property owner.
Okay, so that's the first crash course.
Yeah.
Then 6 years. Mm-hmm. What were the key learning points over those 6 years? What were the three things that you really learned from? What would you advise your 6 year younger self right now, just fresh out of the crash course?
Yeah.
Knowing what you know now.
No, oh my God, just go for it. Just go for it. It's possible. It's absolutely possible. I mean, educate yourself. You know, that's what I would have told myself. I would have told myself to really educate myself, you know, and really learn, you know, have that full confidence through the knowledge to actually make it happen. What have I learned over the last 6 years would be, I've learned that it's... God, what have I learned over the last 6 years?
Because you've done so much.
I've done so much.
Rent to rent, raised finance, commercial.
Yeah, I mean, it's all based on confidence, and it's all based on really making that plan to actually make it happen. And yeah. I feel like entrepreneurism is like jumping off of a cliff without a parachute, figuring in how to land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost like you just got to go for it. You've just got to do it. And you've just got to act upon it. Yeah.
Okay, biggest tips around networking, because that I told you back I didn't have any advanced training.
No.
And I said, you go to PIN.
Yeah, yeah,
go
you
to
did.
These,
yeah.
And I said, go and network.
Yeah.
Go and network.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you did really well. Yeah. So give me top tips around networking.
Just get out there. Just talk to people. Just be open. And to take notes, you know, like taking notes really helped me. Going back and reading those notes really helped me. Building rapport with people in the industry. You know, there's lots of people in all, you can just meet your whole power team through networking.
Yeah.
So it's just great to just immerse yourself in like-minded people, because you are the company you keep.
Raising finance. Give me some tips around that. You've done that very successfully. You raised £250,000 cash.
Do you know what? Raising finance is, it just go for it. Like, whether you go into a restaurant, whether you're going to a nightclub, whether you're going to a networking event, just go for it. Ask people, speak to people. And what it's really taught me is how to sell. I think that's the biggest lesson, because you need to sell yourself. You need to sell your idea. You know what I mean? And to raise finance, you have to paint a vision to people that will enable them to see what it is that you're saying, even though it's not there.
Yeah.
I had to take people into a venue that had no bar, that was dusty, that was a shell, and convince people that 300 people are going to walk through this door, and there's going to be a bar there and tables there, and this is the VIP, and these are all the wonderful, amazing things. And I had to convince them. They had to see it and live it and feel it. And once they did, they typed into it, and they, you know,
but before
they
had to see it, before they had to see it, you had to see it.
Absolutely.
Which is faith.
Absolutely.
Faith is seeing things that are not there yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's amazing. You're one of the most powerful women I know, man.
Oh, wow.
Serious. No, honestly, like, such a powerful, strong, confident person.
Thank you.
A lot of what you've been talking about is confidence.
Yeah.
Of course, you got the skills. You came to the crash course, you went networking, you met the right people. Where does that confidence come from?
My goodness, I honestly, it's something that I've had to really, life really throws at you so many different challenges, you know, it really does. And you have to be able to truly believe that what you're doing is the right thing, and you have to not care what other people think. I think that's the biggest thing I'd want a lot of women out there to know, is to not care what people think, especially in this time where we really care about the likes and all the things that people say on social media or wherever it may be. What builds confidence is not caring what other people think about you, and just being yourself.
Yes. Tell me about how you got the rent to rent.
Through my mum. So word of mouth, you know, she spoke to a friend. She's a psychiatric nurse. She deals with adolescents. And so she works with a lot of other nurses. And one of the ladies spoke to her and was like, I'm moving away and I really need someone to manage my house. I'm having issues with just managing my house. My mum was like, my daughter is into property, because I always talk about me being into property.
Yeah,
so
right.
She just hooked me up, and I got the flat and invested a little bit doing it up, and I rented it out within a day.
How much do you pay the
rooms,
lady?
$1,200 a month.
$1,200 and you rent it out for how much?
$2,200
So there we go, there's that. And you manage it yourself?
Yeah.
So it's just straightforward.
Yeah, simple.
And
simple.
And does, why is she happy to take such a hit? Is it the peace of mind, or what is it?
Peace of mind, yeah. Absolutely.
So she's like, look, man, you make your £1,000 a month.
Absolutely.
I just want guarantee.
Yeah, and she's been in a situation where she's having to pay out when she's doing other things, and not
she's
in
got
the
no
country.
Tenant at
exactly.
all.
Exactly, and she's not in the country. So for her, it's just important for her to at least cover her own costs.
How much time do you spend a week or a month managing that?
Like I said, it took me a day to rent it out. 30 minutes it took me to do 3 rooms, you know.
Right.
And that's it.
So it's pretty easy.
I just receive the money every month. So
that is the perfect rent to rent right there.
It's lovely.
So you had your kid. C-section. Crazy.
Yeah.
What happened, and what made you then come back to the crash course?
So when I was pregnant, I was really big, and everyone sort of told me, relax. So I spent like 9 months just like chilling out. And then I started to watch Homes Under the Hammer randomly and started recording it and just watching it. And then gave birth, had my boy, enjoyed, you know, the first couple of months of motherhood. It was really beautiful, really romantic, and, you know, just took it all in. And then it got to like the third month and I'm like, okay, what else am I supposed to do? And then, you know, as a woman, you know, women, most of us, or a lot of us, our bodies do change. You know, I was really small before I had my son. I was modeling on social media and I was very confident in the way I looked. After having a baby, I just kind of felt like I wasn't myself. So I felt like what it did for me is it took me away from the kind of superficial part of my personality and made me focus on, okay, if I didn't have, you know, if I didn't look the way that I looked, what do I have left? And I had my personality and my character. So I started building on that. So I started to buy the books, do the research. And then as soon as I sort of, you know, YouTubed property, I mean, you just came up straight away. And that just, seeing you where you are now and having been in your crash course, being the first person, that was like the biggest wake-up call for me, you know, because I've seen you without, you know what I mean? And I believed you then.
Yes.
So to then see where you've gone, the amount of people that are looking at your clips and the successes that you're talking about and how open and raw you are and all these different lessons that you've learned over the years, I believed you.
Yeah.
So I bought the books, you know, I did the work. I did the work at home. And then it was actually just after Christmas, we were all at my brother's house, Meshach, who you know really well. And he was like, look what Samuel's doing. And he put on your 7-day financially free in 7 days. And I was just pumped me because I was like, yeah, I believe him. Of course, you don't have to have any money. If you've got the knowledge, you can make it happen. So I was like, I'm going to do that. And then I saw your crash course and I was like, right, let me just start it now before the year begins. And
I wasn't even there at the crash course.
You wasn't. But it does say online that you might not be there. And I was like, I really want to see him.
Although,
you know?
Ironically, I was there. I did make an appearance in the evening, but I know you had to get back because of the baby and stuff. Yeah, but I did show up. You didn't even see me at the crash course.
I didn't see
What was it like? Because you've journeyed with me. What was it like?
Do you know what? It was such a beautiful experience for me because I walked in and I walked through the room and, you know, 1,000 people in the room, you know.
When you were there when there was 8.
I'm like there where there's 8 and fast forward 6 years and there's 1,000 people in the room and the once upon a time little laptop is now a massive screen on TV with somebody else like showing everyone how to source these properties. And I'm looking around the room and I'm like, oh my God, you know, oh my goodness. And you didn't need to be there because I already knew your lessons were there.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like I needed you to be there. I felt like I would love to have seen you at that time, but I could see the testimonies of the people on stage and I could see the people that were teaching and they were phenomenal teachers. And, you know, that really inspired me and I was just sort of walking around everyone like, I used to be here when there was 8 of us. And, you know, everyone was like, what? No way. And I'm like, yeah, it used to be 8 of us back in the day. Look how big it's got. But the real moment for me was what made me want to take that next step was when Arnon I practiced his name. I love him so much.
Like, one of our trainers.
He's incredible. Arnon, incredible, just amazing. He's like, he talks like it's butter, you know, everything's just so smooth with him. He was on stage and he said, you know, does anyone know what a red diamond moment is? And he explained that a red diamond moment is like, you know, the first day that you live, you only have 2 days that are most important in your life, the day that you're born and the day that you find out what you need to do in life. Yeah, why you're born. And he said, he picked up one of the Academy papers and was like, this is your red diamond moment. And honestly, it was like, I couldn't, deny. I couldn't turn away. I couldn't pretend. I couldn't say, oh, no, let me not. I had to stand up and take that Academy piece of paper. And I wrote on it and I said, I'm going to rock your world. I'd love you to find it, because I actually literally said that on your paper. I said, I'm going to rock your world.
I'm going to find it.
And it just felt right. I just felt bigger.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like I was growing.
And you joined the Academy.
I did.
And you've started.
I have.
How's it been so far?
So after we all joined and got our badges.
The yellow badge.
The yellow badge of honour. We all went up to have a glass of Prosecco or champagne. This is on the crash course. And there was only a handful of us out of all those thousands of people. There was only like, I don't know, like 15 of us in the room out of 1,000 people, and like maybe like 5 of us that actually were on the Academy itself. And Arnon came in, and we all cheers, and all the other speakers came in as well. And I heard the aeroplanes like sort of taken off because we were in Heathrow, and we all sort of cheers. And I just felt so like, this is the family, this is where I'm supposed to be. And then obviously I went to South Africa. I let Ben Naya know, who signed me up, that I'm going to South Africa and I won't be able to start until I get back. He was totally fine with that. And then I messaged you and you messaged me back.
And the day you got back from South Africa, you slept over my house.
Yeah, so I landed at 4:30 in the morning, a.m. I went home, got dressed, made Assoon. And drove up to your house, which was incredible, beautiful house. Amanda, who's just stunning and just amazing. She's a lovely, lovely woman. And your kids, which was beautiful. I came with Messiah. You were so welcoming. I was able to bring my son, which was beautiful. And we all sat around the table and had dinner and a chat. And yeah, it was incredible.
And then
incredible.
You went to the Business of Property Investing, which is one of the Academy training programs.
Yeah, so you actually advised me. I was like, oh, I'm going to take my time with it. Like, you know, I want to make sure that I get the information in. You're like, why? Just get it done, like, straight away. So I was like, yeah, okay, I will. So I immediately came to the next available crash course class.
No, the Business of Property Investing.
And it
Academy.
Was the Academy class. The business, yes, exactly. Yeah. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And the reason why it was amazing is because everyone that was there was like, it leveled up.
Yeah.
So everyone was there was just as enthusiastic as I was.
Yes.
So everyone was willing to jump up and have a good time. Everyone wanted to learn. Everyone wanted to just take in all the information. And honestly, it was for me, and I don't mean to sound too deep, but I kind of felt like it was spiritual. Like I felt like I just kind of entered into a different realm. You know, I was able to be myself, get information and learn things and do them.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't me seeking this perfection of waiting. It was, as you guys say, done is the new perfect.
Yeah.
Do it and just do it. And don't worry about it not being perfect. Just get it done.
Yeah.
And that just made me feel alive.
Yeah.
It really did.
And you know what? The people on the Academy are just the best kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've made so many friends. I love running the training programs and being part of it, because everyone there, as you said, they all want to do well.
Yeah.
They all support each other.
Yeah.
A lot of them, even though a lot of them were new, a lot of them are very successful in property, mm-hmm. making mm-hmm. very good money.
Mm-hmm.
Being in that environment is more powerful than trying to drum up willpower yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? 100%. And I've connected with like maybe 15, 20 people. We've just been messaging each other and we're going to work together and stuff just off the back of the course. But also we get to have like meetups and things like that, which again, kind of irons us, iron sharpens iron kind of thing. But really, it was just beautiful. Honestly, it really was. I just kept on standing up. I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to keep standing up as much as I can and just get involved. Because
asking questions, yourself out there.
Put yourself out there. And a lot of people, you know, like a lady came to me afterwards and we exchanged numbers. Right after the course, she came and sat down and she said to me, you know, I'm 28 years old. I've got 5, properties to rent. But I really want to learn confidence. And she said, well, how come you're so confident? And I was able to teach her that off the back of that. So it's like, it's just be yourself.
And also joint venture galore, because everyone's doing businesses, joint venturing. That's awesome. So what's next? What can we expect from you over the next year?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I have such big dreams, you know. I have such big dreams and so much of it's manifested. I put I put speaking on stage on my mood board on my phone. It manifested within a month, you know, and I've got other things. I've got, I want to do, you know, buy a handful of properties. I want to get into lease option agreements. I want to get more rent to rent, you know. I'd love to speak on your stage, you know.
I think that's almost a given.
I just would love to, you know, that's something that I would love to do, you know, and yeah, it makes me feel amazing.
It does. There's a real satisfaction in inspiring other people. And I know you've got a real heart to help a lot of women, especially.
Yes. Women just, you know, my God, the amount of days that I sat at home, you know, wishing and hoping and dreaming and hoping and, you know, and honestly, you just put yourself out there and it really will manifest for you.
Yeah.
It really will. Just believe in yourself.
So what would be your final pieces of advice, words of wisdom, words of encouragement to anyone watching this who's maybe they've never been to the crash course or maybe, you know, what would you say?
I would say just it's all about believing in yourself. And I would advise everybody, you know, whether you're going to the crash course, whether you're going to the academy, definitely make sure you buy the books. You know, I've bought all Samuel Leeds books. You know, I've made sure that I've given myself the best chance to succeed. So always give yourself the best chance. And that will give you the confidence when you're in the crash course to then eventually go to the academy because you think, I already know a lot. So I can now go to that next step and that next level. And just be open and don't worry about what people think. And it might seem, you know, like corny sometimes, seeing someone dance and jumping up and down. It doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to see half the people again. You know, just if you really want something, just really, really go for it and just be open and just be yourself.
That's awesome. So
that was it. And one thing I wanted to say when everyone was asked saying things about you is, for me, what kept on coming to mind was setting the captives free. And because you were talking about, you really want to focus on those that are working class and that are, you know, middle class and other people maybe trying to convince you otherwise. And honestly, focusing on people like myself or people like the vast majority of the world is the people to focus on, because those are the people that need it. You know what I mean? And that need to know how to get there. I have every reason not to be where I am today. I have every reason not to be where I am today. I'm a council house, you know, young woman that lived in West London. You know what I mean? That lived in a council house. I have every reason not to be in my position. But the reason why I am in my position and why I am going to go further is because I'm surrounding myself with the right people. You know what I mean? Surrounding myself with the people that I want to be like. And that's what the academy brings. That's what the crash course brings. It gives you the ability to be around the people that you want to be like.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you for just being an amazing person. Thank you for coming
on.
Thank you for joining the academy and believing in us as well.
Yes,
as believing
I'm excited.
In yourself. And you're just awesome. So we'll no doubt see you again on this channel. No doubt. People come to the crash course, may he even hear you on stage.
Yes.
All right, hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Respect, lots of love.
You're welcome.